Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he commanded us to do 7 things. So we did the hadith of 5 things, then we did the hadith of 6 things. This hadith is saying 7 things Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded us. And then he prevented us from another 7. So he's explaining which 7 things Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded us to do. And he is explaining which 7 things Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prevented us from doing. Amarana bi'iyadati al-maridi. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he commanded us that we visit the sick. Those people that are not feeling well, that are ailing. This is a great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is mentioned in one hadith, that person who visits a sick person in the evening, Allah Pak commands 70,000 malaika to make dua maghfirat for him till the morning. And if he visits a person in the daytime, right till the evening, right till sunset, 70,000 malaika appointed to make dua maghfirat for a person, just because he went and visited a sick person. So this was the first thing. The next thing he said, وَاتِّبَاءِ الْجَنَائِزِ وَاتِّبَاءِ الْجَنَازَةِ, to follow the janaza, in other words, to attend the funeral. وَتَشْمِيتِ الْعَاطِسِ, to say يَرْحَمُكَ اللَّهُ, to a person who says Alhamdulillah after sneezing. وَإِبْرَارِ الْمُقْسِمِ, and to fulfill the oath of a person who has taken an oath. If the person has taken an oath to do something, and if there's any way we can help him or assist him to fulfill and keep his oath, then we should be a means of helping him to keep his oath. We shouldn't be acting in such a way that we break his oath. So we assist and help him to keep his oath. The next thing is وَنَصْرِ الْمَظْلُومِ, we help the person that is oppressed. In whichever way he is oppressed, sometimes the person is under psychological oppression, sometimes the person is under physical oppression, sometimes the person is under some type of monetary oppression. Whatever oppression a person is under, if we in any position to assist him, then we should assist that person. وَإِجَابَةِ الدَّاعِ, a person should attend the da'wah given to him by someone. Someone has given him a permissible invite, then he should go out of his way. Unfortunately, you find that today people try and avoid invites for no reason. Where there is a genuine reason a person has got, there is no issue, there is no problem there. In a nice way, he should try and excuse himself. But where he doesn't have any excuse, then he should try and make it a point. These are things, keeping ta'alluq is a thing a person has to go out of his way, especially in our times and age, when people's ta'alluq, so many disputes are taking place, so much problems are taking place, a person has to go out of his way to try and maintain the ta'alluq. He has to go out of his way to keep, make it a point of showing some gesture of goodness, kindness, etc. So this hadith is explaining to us, a person invites us, take that invitation and accept it, because that now obviously will help to clean the person's heart. If a person doesn't go for some reason, and he doesn't inform this person exactly what excuse he's got, then that malice comes in the heart. This person doesn't come to eat by my house, this person doesn't accept my da'wat, he's got something against me. Even though he doesn't have anything against him, but shaitan puts these waswasas in the mind. That I went so nicely, I invited the person, but for no reason he hasn't come. Maybe there's some kudurat, there's some ill feelings, there's some dirt between us. So these sort of things, by making it a point and attending, even if it's a few minutes to go there, this is something that is a great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa ifsha'i salami, the next thing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, is that you spread salam. In other words, wherever you go, you take salam with you. You make salam when you meet somebody, you make salam when you are leaving, when you are in a gathering, wherever you are outside the masjid, wherever it is where it is possible for you to make salam, then you make salam, because salam is the thing that creates muhabbat, it increases muhabbat amongst people. Then he explains the 7 things which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had prevented us from. And now when we look at these 7 things that we'll discuss now, we find that all 7 things have to do with luxuries and amenities of this world. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged sahaba to go away. إِيَّاكُمْ وَالتَّنَعُمْ فَإِنَّ عِبَادَ اللَّهِ لَيْسُوا بِالْمُتَنَعِمِينَ, that beware of luxuries. Because the true servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَيْسُوا بِالْمُتَنَعِمِينَ, they are not involved and they are not engaged in luxuries. Although the heart inclined towards luxuries, it makes a person more and more lazy. But the true servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they do not take too much luxuries. One is the luxury, the day, whatever is there, they make shukr, they use it and they carry on. But their hearts are not inclined and they are not chasing after luxuries. So these 7 things we find. The first thing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَنَهَانَا عَنْ خَوَاتِيمٍ أَوْ تَخَتُّمِ بِالذَّهَبِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prevented us from wearing gold rings. For men to wear gold is not permissible. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prevented us from wearing gold rings. وَعَنْ شُرْبِ بِالْفِدَّةِ, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, بِالْفِدَّةِ, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prevented us from drinking from silver goblets. Pure silver goblets, he prevented us from drinking from this. The reason being, obviously again, it's luxury. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't want sahaba to turn and get attracted towards this thing. وعن المياسر الحمر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم prevented us from red silken saddles. Sometimes red silken saddles were placed on the animals, on the camels, on the horses, etc. So because this was a type of luxury, one it is, the color also is red, the other it's silken. So Rasulullah didn't want the love of that to come in Sahaba, so he prevented even them from sitting on those type of things. The next thing Rasulullah mentioned, one in qasi. Qasi is a type of garment where there's flax mixed with silk. So even though there's some flax that's mixed with the silk, Rasulullah prevented Sahaba from wearing this. One lubsil hariri, Rasulullah prevented from wearing silk. So for men to wear silk is impermissible. Wal istibraqi, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has prevented from brocade. Brocade is a thick type of silk. What dibaj? Dibaj is a mixture of silk and brocade. So this also Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has prevented from muttafaqun alayh. Wa fi riwayatin wa inshadi dhalati fi sab'il awal. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged from the seven things that a person should do is if he finds a lost item, he shouldn't conceal it, he should announce it. Such and such item is found. Therefore you find many times in masjid, etc., they got notices, this item is found. But when with a little meaning of inshadi dhal is a person who actually announces that this is a lost item that I have found, so that whoever has lost it, they can claim it from such and such a person. So these are the seven things Rasulullah SAW encouraged and the seven things he prevented from. Today we start a new chapter, Babu Satri Auratil Muslimin wa Nahi an Isha'atihi li ghayri Dharura. The chapter on hiding the faults of a Muslim and not disclosing it and not spreading it without any reason. We explained before what the reasons can be, where a person is involved in fraud, where he is harming people, etc. Then there is a specific reason why we can disclose a person's faults. But yeah, generally, the general rule is hiding the faults of Muslims. Allah Pak mentions in the Quran, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُحِبُّونَ أَن تَشِيَ الْفَاحِشَةُ فِي الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, for those who love to spread immorality to the believers, there shall be a painful punishment for them on the day of Qiyamah. A very painful punishment for them on the day of Qiyamah. And there will also be a punishment for them in this world, fid dunya wal akhirah. So they will be punished in this world and in the akhirah. So that sin of spreading the false of people, of exposing people in this world unnecessarily, is such a sin that a person gets punished painfully in this world and then in the akhirah. The first hadith, a very short hadith which we'll do today, on Abi Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, La yasturu abdun abdan fi dunya illa satarahu allahu yawm al-qiyamah, rawahu Muslim. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that there isn't any person in this world that hides the fault of a person, of another person, except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hide his fault on the day of Qiyamah. Ulama explained that how this will happen is one of two ways, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will wipe it out completely from his books. So that guna that he committed in this dunya, because he hid the sin of somebody else, that guna Allah wipes it out completely from his books, it's not even there. The second way ulama explained how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does it, is on the day of Qiyamah Allah will call this person up. Allah Pak will put a screen, like a private chamber, private screen. This person will be asked to come inside that screen. All his faults will be shown to him, all his guna that he did. But he'll only be able to see it, nobody else will be able to see it. But on account of the goodness of hiding faults of people in this world, after he'll be shown everything privately, Allah will tell him everything now is made maaf for you. Why? Because you had this quality of hiding the faults of people in the world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us that quality of hiding people's faults and trying at focusing more on our own weaknesses and our own faults. That way we will progress more and we will look less at the faults of people. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi.